today on what people are calling a very, very momentous day, a significant day for Northern Ireland. This iconic image, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, it will be an iconic image of the Queen shaking hands with a former commander and now deputy of the IRA and now deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness. Your thoughts this morning, 08459 555 678. Let's start off with Jonathan in Newton Arch. Morning, Jonathan.
Hiya, Stephen.
What do you think?
Well, I was just listening to Mark Davenport there, and some of the things he said is, well, okay to the Protestant community, but I think personally that Martin McGuinness is doing this for propaganda reasons, and propaganda reasons only. He's given a view to the people of Northern Ireland or to the people of the world that he's changed, and to a certain degree that he has changed, and men can change. I'm not denying that, but I think at the root of it all, he's still a Republican, and he's still an IRA man, and he's trying to convince the Protestant community, in particular in Northern Ireland, that he has changed. But if things change tomorrow morning, would he pick the gun up again?
Well, the guns are decommissioned. The IRA stood down. Some people would argue that is part of the journey that Martin McGuinness has helped make happen.
Yes, Stephen, I understand that. And we're grateful that there's no guns. We're grateful that people are not being put in their coffins. But the Protestant community has never seen that decommissioning. And you can always get arms. You know that, and I know that. If you want to buy arms, there's enough people out there who's willing to sell them to you.
I know that Roy Foster, who's the Professor of Irish History at Oxford, let me just read to you what he has said today, Jonathan. He has said a lot's going to have to be forgotten for this handshake to take place, and has been forgotten. He says, but it's hard to think that the Queen can forget that Martin McGuinness, as Chief of Staff, when Lord Mountbatten was blown up in 1979, and probably hard for the Queen to forget the extraordinary statements, says Roy Foster, from the IRA after that event, such as that they had only done to Mountbatten what he has spent his life doing to other people, and that since they killed a local boy in the boat as well, that they more or less regretted that, but they only did it because they thought there'd be more members of the royal family on board. So when you hear what was said at the time, when we remind ourselves that Martin McGuinness was Chief of Staff when Lord Mountbatten was blown up in 1979.
Yeah. And 1979 is not a long way off. You know, it's just a few years. And, I mean, yes, it's going to be very difficult for the Queen to shake his hand, and it's going to be very difficult for him to shake her hand. I understand that. But at the end of the day, I have to say that as a Protestant living in Northern Ireland, Martin McGuinness has ripped our community apart. Him and his cronies.
Well, he says that this is, in shaking the hand of the Queen, he is reaching out a hand of friendship to all Unionists.
Well, if he was doing that then, why did he not represent the people in County Londonderry as an MP? He could have reached his hand out there over in Westminster, but he didn't do that. He decided not to represent the people in that community up there in Northern Ireland.
What's the alternative, Jonathan? What seriously is the alternative? You're talking about Martin McGuinness's past. Is the alternative for people like Martin McGuinness to stay where they once were?
No, no.
To continue doing what they once did?
No, we have to forgive. And as a Christian, I have to forgive.
It doesn't sound like you've forgiven much.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. We have to forgive. But there has to be an awful lot more has to be done from the Republican side and Sinn Féin.
What, like the guns being decommissioned, like the IRA being stood down?
Yes, that's a part of the journey. And as I have to go back and what I said to you a few minutes ago, that Protestants actually never seen any guns being decommissioned.
Here's what this really comes down to. We can spend the next, you know, the next 12 months talking about this.
Yes.
This comes down to whether people like you feel that Martin McGuinness is either being sincere or not in his zest for peace.
I think he is. And do you want to know something, Stephen? I think Ian Paisley has had some sort of impact on Martin McGuinness, working along beside him.
Let's not also forget today the victims on all sides. And I know that if you've been a victim yourself, you've been a family member of a victim, you will want your voice heard today. 0845 955 678. David, morning to you, David. Go ahead, David, what do you think?
Steve, I just want to know, I'll probably ask a wee question just to see if you can get in touch with anybody from Sinn Féin to see if they'll answer it for me. I want to know if Margaret Thatcher came to Belfast, would Martin McGuinness shake her hand? In other words, like, when Margaret Thatcher was in power here, she deprived the nationalist community. She let people live in poverty. In my eyes, she slaughtered people. And at that time, the Queen was head of state. And she knew exactly what was happening here. And she, the Queen could have stepped in and prevented all the deaths and stopped poverty and stuff here in Belfast. So in my eyes, Martin McGuinness shouldn't be shaking her hand, because there's as much blood in the Queen's hand as there is on Margaret Thatcher's hand. I would just like to know if you'd be able to figure out if Martin McGuinness would shake Margaret Thatcher's hand.
For goodness sake, does that really matter to you, David? How old are you?
I'm 26.
Right. You've got a lifetime of living in Northern Ireland in front of you.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. But I mean,
and you want the biggest question in your mind today is something that's never going to happen.
Well, the thing is, like, I mean, the nationalist community was slaughtered by Margaret Thatcher, and I'm 26, and it angers me that she was able to do what she done and get away with it, and that was also when the Queen was head of state. So I still feel angry for it, although I wasn't personally affected by it, but it members of my family who were, and friends whose family who were affected by the likes of Margaret Thatcher.
David, thank you. William in Belfast. Morning, William.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, William.
Stephen, I don't think it's very significant at all. I think it's maybe a part of the process. But it's a little part of the process. As a gentleman who came through the Troubles from the very start, and had the big people out of bombs from on the Shankill Road, like the Piardo, like the Four Step Inn, the very start of the Troubles. Yes, this is maybe part of a process, but the Sinn Féin and the IRA, and you made a statement earlier about decommissioning, something that Ian Cross said he never saw decommissioning. Part of that process at that time, when they signed the Good Friday Agreement, there was a cut-off point at the date of when the IRA arms were to be decommissioned from. Now, we know after that there was more arms brought in. Were they decommissioned? We don't know that. I think this is just part of a process. And I feel sorry for the Queen as well, because she has to shake the hand of a man who killed her. Part of her family, Lord Mountbatten, her cousin. And I'm sure Prince Philip's not in there, I'll have it too, have I? Because he was very close to her.
What about all the people killed by the British Army?
Well, again, the people who were killed by the British Army, and I disagreed with things that happened to you. I was shot. I know what happened in Belfast too.
Who were you shot by?
I was shot by the British Army. I tell you point blank, I was shot by the British Army on the Shankill Road.
Long time ago.
A long time ago, when the paratroopers went mad. You know, so don't be telling me about the Troubles. I know the Troubles, I know what happened.
What were you doing? Were you out riding or what?
No, I wasn't. I was walking up a street. The street was empty. There wasn't a sinner in the street. So there wasn't. And there was five or seven shot dead that night. Another fellow in the ambulance with me tonight.
Where were you shot?
I had three in the chest. Not one, three. Now, you can assume what that meant.
And there was a guy in the ambulance with you who died?
He died.
So you've got a very vivid memory.
Better believe it, Stephen. I have a very vivid memory of how the Troubles started and why they started and how it started. You know, we all know what happened back then there was things happened that shouldn't have happened, such as the ones walking down Tulgaria on a peace process, and they were attacked at Murtala Bridge, and we all said, what the hell are they playing at? Let them walk, I feel them sore. You know, when I was a young man then, and I was a trade unionist then, and I was fighting for things that probably they were fighting for.
How old are you now?
I'm 64 this year.
So you're not a young man anymore.
No, I'm not.
And here you have a day in your life when you will see a former commander of the IRA. You never thought you'd see the day.
No, I didn't think I'd see the day.
A former commander shaking hands with the Queen.
Yeah. What but I feel sorry for the Queen. I don't feel sorry for Sinn Féin and Martin McGuinness. I think they've got to come further. They haven't proved to the unionist people of this country that it's over. I don't think that they have done enough yet to prove that.
William, thank you. Robert in Belfast, you disagree?
Well, I do, really. I mean, and I speak with respect. I really do speak with the utmost respect to the unionist community. But I've said this before, and it was said by a Presbyterian minister before I ever said it. He said that the unionist community in this society need to look back in their own history to see what they actually did, what their contribution was to bringing about the fact that the other half of the community had to take up arms against them to get their natural human rights. And it began with peace processing, and even prior to that, 600 years of trying to get the English out of Ireland. And I'm an ex-serviceman, by the way, you know what I mean? But anyway, the fact is that I listened to the like of those people there, and Jim Allister and others there. That kind of thinking, that sort of garbage that pours from their mouth is instrumental, or was instrumental, that kind of talk, in bringing about all this hatred and killing and murder. It took 40 years here for people like McGuinness and every rest of them to bring to the point where we actually got rights. I didn't fight. I'm a Christian. I can't condone the taking of anybody's blood. But McGuinness and the efforts of those people in the IRA, and I never supported them, got me my liberty. I have a right to get a job now. I don't have to give them a religion.
What's your gut reaction, Una?
My gut reaction is not about what's happening today. It's about the people in the north of Ireland. Why don't they get on with life? Why don't they look towards the future? Why do you have them all thinking back of what one side did, what the other side did?
Well, this do you know why, Una?
Improving.
Una, do you know why?
It's getting lots of tourists.
Are you trying to tell me, Una, that victims aren't entitled to reflect on what's happened to them and the families
history.
Of victims?
I'm not saying anything against history. It's all part of our history. But we can't continue to live in history. Why don't we continue to look to the future? I mean, the second guy that you were talking to with the ambulance, that he said he was part of the Troubles. I was part of the Troubles, and I left Northern Ireland to go abroad to get work and to do something. And I come back, and I see the country improving. And then you have people that are always talking about the past. The past is the past. Let's go to the future. I mean, kids of 2018, 19, up to about, 40 years of age, they don't know what it was like. So how can they go out and sort of say, I'm fighting for this, that, and the other? You know, we've got to look forward and not look back.
And Una, have you ever been affected by the Troubles?
Yes. I left the country. I left my job. I used to work for a Protestant company because I got more money with the Protestant company than I did with a Catholic company. I had to leave my job because I was the only Catholic.
Have you ever had someone seriously injured?
My brother-in-law was killed. There's lots of things, but I've got to get on with my life. That's my history. That's my past.
Do you
want to live in the past?
And how do you deal then with the memory of what's happened to your brother-in-law? How do you recognise that that's happened, shouldn't be forgotten, and what's the significance of it?
The significance of it for me is he tried to do something and he didn't achieve it. And I keep them in good memory. But there's other people on both sides. There's grievance on both sides. But get out of that and get joyful. And I think if the the press didn't push this handshake thing. You've been talking. I've been over here now for 2 weeks, and I've heard nothing else about this handshake. It's all gone into exaggeration. Sorry, but that's my point of view.
David Newton-Arch. Morning, David.
Hiya, Stephen.
You're a young man, David. You're 23.
I'm 23, yes, and I'm just running up. I'm a cross-community football coach now. I come from a loyalist background, and I work up in the Falls Road on a Thursday night. Now, through doing that course, I made friends in the Falls Road, and I think, yeah, there's good and bad on both sides. There's been good done on both sides, bad done on both sides, but it's time. I go up there to Thursday night, and I shake hands with people, and I've made friends, and I think it's time for everybody to move forward.
What's the handshake mean to you, David? What's this meeting between the Queen and Martin McGuinness mean to you?
It shows that there's progress being made. There's people willing to shake hands and move forward, and the rest of the country should follow suit.
Do you think it's significant?
I do, yes.
Why?
Of what it represents. It's a symbol. It's showing people that both sides can get on and can move forward. And the fact that there was bad done to the Queen by Martin McGuinness, there was bad done by the British Army to the nationalist community. But at the end of the day, you know, do we carry on? Do we keep arguing with each other? Do we keep fighting? Do we keep people dying? Or do we just shake hands, move on, and let's make the country better for everyone?
And for those people, no matter what side they're on, David, they had an allegiance to republicanism, and they had family murdered. They had family killed.
Yes.
Or indeed, on the British Army side, soldiers who came here and never went home again. British yes. Army soldiers who went back to wherever they came from, seriously injured. Police officers born and bred in Northern Ireland, losing their lives or seriously injured.
Yep.
And they see they see what was for many years old enemies.
Yeah.
Now meeting.
Yeah.
But so many lives lost.
Uh-huh.
What does that say to their families?
Well, what I say, it's a tragedy what happened in the country. But what, at what point do you draw the line and say enough's enough?